Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Luke chapter 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable due to the crowd, because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree in order to see him, because he was about to pass through that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. When the people saw this, they all began to complain, saying, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I am giving to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I am giving back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham."
In yesterday's devotion, we learned that believers have all been given gifts so they can serve the body of Christ. In fact, Jesus himself is our best example of a servant. Today, let's look at three things in the story of Zacchaeus that can help those of us who are Christians serve as the Lord did. 1. Awareness. Though surrounded by a crowd, Jesus stopped and took notice of one particular man perched in a tree. Zacchaeus was hated and rejected because he was a tax collector. Despite his wealth, something was missing in his life, and Christ recognized his need. People all around us are searching for hope, but we're often too preoccupied to notice. 2. Availability. Jesus was heading to Jerusalem to carry out the most important act in human history, our redemption. Yet he stopped to have a meal with a spiritually needy man. What could be so important that it prevents us from giving others the thing they need most, our time? And 3, acceptance. Although Zacchaeus was a notorious sinner, Jesus didn't say, "Clean up your act and then I'll come to your house." We're called to love people. It's our Savior's work to fix them. How are you doing at serving those around you? Maybe it's time to slow down and open your spiritual eyes to see if there's someone you can help. God places opportunities all around us, but if we're not seeking His direction, we'll miss them.